Greetings to you in Jesus' name. Hope all is well with you and yours. Question for you. In your lifetime, have you spoken these words, "I gotta be there"? Surely, we all been there sometime or another. "I gotta get to the store before they close" comes to mind. Our feel is, just get to Him. Jesus, the way, truth, life, healer, and so much more, is the one we must get to. What do you need? He provides. Matthew 6 tells us that. Just ask. Matthew 7. And the list goes on. Jesus knows exactly where you are in your walk of life. He knows all the ups, all the downs as well. We are told in Matthew 7 to seek and we will find. But there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things that come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey His voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which He swore to them. That's what we're told in Deuteronomy 4. 29 through 31. Let's dig into the word. Just get to Him. Let's go to Mark chapter 5, verse 21 through 34. And it reads, "Now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to Him. And He was by the sea, and behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and he saw Him, and he fell at His feet and begged Him earnestly, saying, 'My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live.' So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed Him and thronged Him." Verse 25. "Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind Him in the crowd and touched His garment, for she said, 'If only I may touch His clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that power had gone out of Him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' But His disciples said to Him, 'You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me?' And He looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before Him and told Him the whole truth. And He said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.'" Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So it says, "Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse." So she suffered many things from many physicians. She had a flow of blood for 12 years. A 12-year ordeal in this woman's life. It says she went to the physicians and they couldn't help. 12 years of this? She spent all that she had and was no better? 12 years of this? We're here in today's world. Get the best that money can buy. Why did she continue with the things that didn't work? Easy. She used what was in front of her and what she had knowledge of. You see, 12 years, that's a long time doing it that way. Yeah, sure it is. That's a long time. But if you don't know any other way at the time, that's how you do it. You see, we will use what's familiar or something that we're comfortable with. She didn't know any other way at the time. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." When she heard about Jesus, boom, there it is. Now, she has a different method to use, and his name is Jesus. She said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." You see, she heard about Jesus. She heard other things that Jesus was doing. She heard of Jesus. We are told in the Word of God that all who were brought to him were healed. Matthew 8:16. The key is she heard about Jesus and she pursued him for her needs. Led by faith, she ventured out in public with her issue to just get to him. Verse 9. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Immediately healed? See, she got to Jesus and touched his garment, which is connected to him, and was healed immediately. She heard about Jesus, and then she took action. We read in his word what he did. Will we take action like this woman did? Will we say, "I gotta get to him"? It's up to you. Verse 30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" Here it is. The disciples are going by what they see. They see people all around Jesus. And they said, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" Think about that for a second. Jesus knows everything. The disciples, they've been walking with him. And they see people everywhere. And then Jesus says, "Who touched me?" And they're like, "What do you mean? All these people out here. There's tons of people out here. What are you saying?" You see, even these guys are questioning what is just taking place because they don't know. See, Jesus said, "Who touched me?" He knew, even though they didn't. Jesus knows everything. I have a question for you. Will you just get to him? Even though there are a multitude of believers around him, you can still get to him. Just get to him. Verse 35. And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. She was afraid and she was trembling. But she made it to Jesus, didn't she? It says she fell down before him and told what? The whole truth. You see, you can try to keep that, but you can't keep anything back from the Lord because he knows it all. Will you fall before him and tell the truth? You see, Jesus said the truth sets you free. Go to him in spirit and in truth and watch him work in your life. You have heard about Jesus. Oh, you've heard about him. You read about him. Now chase him down. Chase him down. Just get to him. Verse 34. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." He said, "Your faith has made you well." Your faith. Faith. It's the faith. Not your feelings, not your emotions, not your family members' opinions, not the experts' opinions, but your faith. It is by our faith. Child of God, walk by faith, not by sight. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Maybe, just maybe, it's covered by the issues of life. And you need, we all need to, just get to Him. Because the Bible, the Word of God says, ask, you will receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be open to you. That's what Jesus said to do. What are you waiting for? The time is now. Just get to Him. I pray that you walk by faith and get to Jesus, that you will fulfill your destiny according to His word over your life. Go in peace. Go in the peace of Jesus. Shalom to you always. Pastor Tyron, signing off.